Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago. We're Area 45. Hit us up, man. 713-572-4610. 572-4610. Astros squandering another opportunity to put more runs on the board in the bottom of the seventh inning. Left two on. It was Cooper Hummel striking out for the second time tonight, stranding two more runners on base in scoring position. The Astros now 1-for-14 after that whiff.
Woof.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
Left eight on base.
Who came through? Jose Altuve. Of course. Jose Altuve is the guy that came through tonight. That was in
three
the
of their
fifth.
Four ribs.
Yeah.
49 ribs for Altuve so now on the year.
Astro hitters have struck out 11 times tonight.
That is ass.
Zach Short has struck out three of those times. Taylor Trammell. Cooper Hummel have each whiffed twice.
So what you're saying is the minor leaguers in the lineup have whiffed seven times in nine at-bats.
Yes. Looking pretty rough. That's good radio math. So, yeah, there you go. In that podcast that I was telling you about, that funny story with Mauricio Dubon last segment, I think it was, negotiating his own contract as a rookie draftee from the Red Sox years ago in 2012.
I think he got a decent deal.
A decent deal then, yeah. You know what I think might have happened, by the way, is he misheard the area scout say, like, we have $500,000, like, allotted for our draft picks.
Like, total.
Not for you. Might I remind you, young man, this is the 24th round. We don't pay guys $500,000 in the 24th round.
You're going to be lucky to make $500,000 your entire minor league career.
Yeah. I think it's even a funnier story if somebody probably breaks that news to Mauricio. Like, brother, probably $500,000 wasn't for you. I mean, it's not like you feel good about what you got, man. Like, you coaxed him out of an extra $25,000.
You got $75,000 in the 24th round, dude, but you struck gold.
Yes. God knows how many rounds there were back in 2012. I don't know. But it's 20 now. During that podcast, what I'm saying, Mauricio was telling a really, you know, giving some really good advice. And that was actually the question. It's like, hey, what advice would you give to, you know, young rookies, you know, professionals now, like, that you kind of wish you would have, you know, been able to kind of do whenever you were just a kid, a younger and not a veteran now. And he'd said, man, just understand how to handle failure. Like, being a rookie, you know, you're humbled, and you have to realize and be prepared to be humbled when you first get to the bigs. Because if you're in high school, you're the man. If you're in college, you're the man. You know, you're in A ball, you're the man. You get promoted to double A, everybody's talking about, like, oh man, the prospect's coming up. You're the man. Triple A, same thing. In the bigs, the way Mauricio said it is, you're all equal. You're all big leaguers. You can't go any higher. This is the best of the best, the best in the world. And being a guy that, you know, makes his major league debut and goes 0-for-3 and then goes 0-for-4 and then K's three times before you get your first hit. And it's like, man, you got your first hit. It's like, you have to be prepared for that. And so many guys just aren't. And I'm saying that because I'm looking at a guy like Zach Short, right? And then the debut from Kennedy Corona last night. His first plate appearance, he worked a walk, you know, but
he had a take that was stones.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
it was a close pitch.
It was cool. But you know, Zach Short had an opportunity maybe a couple times tonight with guys on base in a, you know, spot to maybe create some havoc. Not the disciplined kind of at bat that you would probably see from a Isak Paredes in that situation, or a Victor Caratini. Like, he swung out of his shoes at a 95 mile per hour high fastball about 5 inches out of the zone, like something up by his chin. And that's kind of, you know, like, hey, welcome to the bigs kind of a moment for a guy like Zach Short.
Look, this is why Zach Short, you know, basically washed out of Detroit, has bounced around. I mean, Zach Short is now on his fifth team.
Jeez, yeah. I didn't realize he was that much of a journeyman already.
I mean, he only came up at 26 in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And had 156 at-bats and hit 141. Then in 2024, spent time on the Mets, spent time on the Red Sox, spent time with the Braves. And now he's with the Astros, and that doesn't count his, you know, minor league stops along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's a guy who played college ball. So he didn't get drafted until he was 21.
Where did he go to college, Zach Short?
He went to Sacred Heart, which is in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
He was a 17th round pick in 2016 by the Cubs. And, like, this guy's been around a lot of organizations.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's just, it's never happened for him because his hit tool is not great. He misses too many pitches. He swings and misses at a lot of stuff. Doesn't have a great, hit tool, which, you know, we talked about that with Pedro Leon, how Pedro Leon has great power and he's got speed and he's got a great defense and an arm. But sometimes he swings and misses at pitches that are in the zone. Like, he's got a good eye. He walks a lot, but he misses pitches in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when your hit tool is weak, it's tough to have any kind of sustained success major league level. Well, that's Zach Short was hitting .211 in Sugar Land.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about a hitter's league, PCL. Yeah. He had homers. Everybody homers in a PCL.
I wonder what he was doing lately though. Cause you know, Kennedy Corona's numbers aren't great from a, you know, season-wide standpoint. But like his last, 15, 20 ball games, the guy's been kind of coming on. And I think maybe the Astros hoping, hey, maybe we can optimize this little role that he's on and, you know, seeing the ball really well, defensive guy.
He was already on their 40-man, which is also a big part of the reason why he gets called up. Like, people ask, well, why hasn't Bryce Matthews been called up yet? Usually Bryce Matthews is like 280. Like, he started the season slow, and he's been tearing it up for 7 weeks. But Bryce Matthews not on the 40-man. And once they decide that they are going to bring up Bryce Matthews is here to stay.
Yeah.
And right now, they need left-handed bats. And if you bring up another right-handed bat to play second base, well, now I have to play Jose Altuve in left field. I have no choice. He's either going to play left field or he's got a DH. Because I didn't bring up Bryce Matthews to sit.
Right, right.
So if you bring up Matthews, you take away your flexibility with Jose, and you're continuing to further not have left-handed bats available to you.
I feel dumb, by the way. Saw the answer to the trivia question they threw up on Space City Home Network's broadcast.
That's because they just went a little further back than...
It's so obvious now, though. Like, you and I both thought and said the same player. And the hints were monstrous trade, top of the NL.
And enshrined.
And enshrined. And my first thought was Randy Johnson. I thought, man, that was a huge trade when the Astros got him back in 98, right? And then top of the NL, like, hey, yeah, once upon a time, you know, with the Diamondbacks, right? Then he won the Cy Young and, you know, then the Astros, like, he was awesome here for like 11 games.
Yeah, he won five Cy Youngs.
And then, what was the last hint again?
It was enshrined.
Enshrined. Yeah, Hall of Fame. Duh.
2015.
That was Jeff frickin' Bagwell. Like, monstrous. Like, green monster trade. Red Sox traded him. Larry Anderson, the whole thing.
It wasn't really a monstrous trade. It was Larry Anderson for Jeff Bagwell.
I know, but monstrous trade. Green monster. Duh. Top of the NL. Yeah. MVP.
See, when you say monstrous trade, I'm thinking, okay, they gave up. Like, there was some, like, massive package or a bunch of big players. Not, hey, we gave up a reliever for a third baseman who was a terrible third baseman. Oh, but, you know, but yeah, maybe he can hit. And then the guy turns into a Hall of Famer. But the idea of, you know, what did you give to get Randy Johnson? You know, at the deadline, give a lot to get Randy Johnson. So, yeah, monstrous. You know, giving up, you know, what you give to get Randy Johnson, that's a monstrous deal. They didn't give a monstrous deal to get Jeff Bagwell. They freaking stole him.
Yeah. Guess who's on base again, man? Guess who's on base again?
Mauricio Dubon.
I'm better than canned meat.
Mauricio Dubon doubled the left to start the sixth inning for the Astros. Unfortunately, didn't come around to score. And then now he singles to left to start the eighth inning for the Astros. Will he come around to score?
Hey, Zach Short didn't whiff.
He did not whiff.
He weakly flew to center, but he didn't whiff.
I'm going to need Taylor Trammell to hit dinger here in the bottom of the eighth to tie this baseball game at six runs apiece. Hey, we'll see if he does it.
He's 1-for-3 tonight.
We need a very happy H-Town post-game show tonight. I don't feel like we've gotten a chance to do one of those in a while. We'll see what lies ahead. Stay there, Terry 45.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.